Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Question here. How about people who have hardships and push them over the edge, mental breakdowns, maybe even they take their own lives? So listen, 2 points here. Number one, as a default, as we said, Allah will not burden a soul with more than what the soul can bear. Does this mean that every single soul shall pass that test, or will some souls fail that test? You have to understand, some souls will fail. That doesn't mean they were burdened with more than they could bear. It means that they were not able to do, even though they could have done it. Now, we don't pass a verdict on anybody in this world, no matter how they end in a tragic manner. We still make dua for them and we hope the best for them. And also, another point, if genuinely, they were not able to deal with a tragedy and it made them lose their rationale, which nobody can know except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are forgiven. If a person is mentally unstable and they do something because they're mentally unstable, we don't know that. And as the Prophet ﷺ said, the pen has been lifted from the one whose aql is gone. There's no liability. And so in this world, there is no judgment on a human being. There's a judgment on the action. And if somebody did an action that was wrong, we'll say that action was wrong. But we do not pronounce a verdict on the person. We leave their affair to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So your job is to monitor yourself. Your job is to make sure you pass the test. Don't pass verdicts on other people. You do the best you can, and you have to realize Allah is not putting on you a burden of more than what you can bear. So Qadr is willed by Allah. How about the evil eye? Is that a part of Qadr? So basically, Qadr is willed by Allah. So therefore, everything that happens is willed by Allah, but we do not ascribe it to Allah. Again, the technical issue. Nothing happens in this world except that Allah has willed it. However, as I explained to you last class or two classes ago, there are two types of will of Allah. There is a will that He wants and is pleased with. Allah has decreed that you worship Him. And then there is a will that occurs, but He's not necessarily pleased with it. So we differentiate between those two types of wills. The fact that Allah has willed it does not mean that Allah is pleased with the ramifications of everything. So we affirm everything happens by Allah's will, and yet we do not ascribe a specific evil to Allah. We speak in generics in this regard. Question here, when you mention that you should have sabr, does this mean you cannot weep or cry or become emotional, or does that need to be limited? No, so we're going to talk about this. We're not going to talk about this because that's a separate topic. Sabr does not mean that you do not get emotional. Sabr means that you control your tongue to only say what Allah is pleased with, number one. And number two, you control your actions to act with dignity and decency. Sabr has nothing to do with crying. Sabr has nothing to do with tears. Sabr has nothing to do with grief. Ya'qub was patient, and yet he cried so much that he went blind. Ya'qub was patient, but he cried for 25 years nonstop. Sabr has nothing to do with crying. Sabr has nothing to do with grief of the heart. Sabr has to do with controlling the tongue. Controlling the tongue means what you only say what Allah is pleased with. So, for somebody to say, astaghfirullah, why is this happening to me? It's not fair. Oh Allah, why are you doing this to me? That is a lack of sabr. That is potentially kufr. Or for somebody to lose control and start wailing. Now, wailing, we have to be technical.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Technical here. We use the term wail as a loud cry. That's not the wailing that is prohibited in the Sharia. The wailing that is prohibited in the Sharia is a custom that is still found in some Far Eastern civilizations, in which people would say specific phrases that are essentially blasphemous. So, for example, they would hire professionals. You know, it still happens in some cultures. You hire professionals to wail. And wailing is to say phrases such as, "Now that my father is dead, who shall provide for the family? Who shall take care of the family? Now that you are gone, there is no point in living anymore." This is blasphemy. Allah provides, not this person. Allah protects, not this person. So when the Prophet ﷺ forbade wailing, this is one of the problems of translation. We translate it as like wailing, like a loud cry. That's not what is intended at all, at all. You can cry naturally as loud as you want. It's a natural crying, a sobbing. The Prophet himself sobbed occasionally. Sobbing is not what is prohibited. It is specific phrases that contradict iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Final question here. Where is Did al-Qadr and Ayn? How do we know if Allah is testing our patience with something or if it is not meant for us? How do we know if Allah is testing us for something that we're going to get or it's not meant for us? Honestly, you do not know. You do not. There is no foolproof method of knowing. But your job is to continue to try for as long as you want that thing in your life. Even if you never get it and you die, you will continue to make dua for it. Or it doesn't happen and it's impossible for it to happen, then you stop making dua for it. You never lose hope in Allah. So, simple example, and may Allah protect Allah. I'm giving these examples, these are difficult examples, but yani, suppose somebody's suffering a terminal disease. You are a loved one. You will hope for a miracle. And you will make dua for a miracle. And you will continue to pray and pray and pray. And no, doesn't matter what the doctors say, your niyyah will be, inshallah, Allah will give me a miracle. Now, if it so happens a miracle doesn't happen, at that stage you will accept Allah's qadr and decree. But you don't know before that happens. Before that happens, you will have good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or you want a job and you are making dua to Allah, "I want this job." You will continue to make dua unless your own heart says, "You know what, I got another job and I like this job better than that job." So you changed your mind. You will not give up as much as you can. As long as you want it and it's there, you will continue to make dua, you will continue to strive. You never give up. Only for two cases, and it's not even giving up. Number one, your own desire changes, in which case Allah is basically answering your dua in a different way. And number two, what you asked for is now no longer possible. You want it's a miracle to happen, the person passed away. So you understand, so you accept Allah's qadr. But you yourself never change having good thoughts and optimistic thoughts of Allah. You always assume Allah is going to give you the best. And you prepare for the worst. Does that make sense? You assume the best and you deep down inside prepare. "Oh Allah, if it's not decreed, I will trust your judgment that..." And this is that delicate balance of iman. Of course, the technical issue is fear and hope have to go together. You hope for the best and you fear the worst. This is in the Quran, quite literally. We'll go over this later on. You hope for the miracle, but you are fearful if it does not happen, inshallah. And with this, it is time for the Iqamah. So inshallah, I will see you all next Tuesday.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.